It's been nigh about 20 years since them Kuyong fool done broke magic, and the world ain't been right since. Monstre effrayant from them other worlds running round, terrorise. And down in the bayou, in that there gris-gris water, there's some kind of evil, c'est une sorte de démon magnifique. So beware, my friends, go carefully. Attention, mes amis, allez-y pro démon. Else that murky water gonna lead you to the grave. So come with us as we go on another fool's quest. Oh, the trouble.
All right, when last we left our heroes, I think you guys have just decided to go find the hut in the swamp. Gonna get directions from Owen to figure out what's going on there.
I'm gonna chase down a haggy waggy.
It's a hack shack. It's a little old place where we can kill some monsters. Hack shack, baby.
Hack shack, baby.
I got on my horse and it's about 20.
My boat. It's boats over here.
Yeah.
All right.
My horse swims.
So yeah, Owen gives you directions. He says it's going to take it's probably going to take an overnight in the swamp to get to the hut.
Gross.
It's a ways away. Recommends you pack supplies for a night out. Probably two, because it'll probably take you a night to get back too.
Cool. What was the nice lady at the inn, Miss Hattie?
Miss Hattie.
Yeah. Wonder where she's got cooking.
Yeah, you can go check it out. Miss Hattie. You walk in and she greets you. Oh, you boys back in? I just started a pot of gumbo.
Oh, that sounds delish. Hey, we're getting ready to head out into the swamp. Chasing down some bad dudes. Could we possibly get some to-go orders?
Oh, absolutely. You guys have done so much for the town already.
Oh,
we're bringing Owen and Bill back, and well, I just hope you can take care of that trouble with, you know, the hag.
I know. They sound really horrible and stuff. But, yeah.
Just awful. They just, I don't know what they eat the children, I think.
Oh, but, that's like not cool.
Yeah, I'll pack you boys a picnic basket, send it on with you so you got something to eat. Get something in your bellies before you go fight a hag. That's what they always say.
That smells so good, too. Miss Hattie, you are a true saint.
It is some good gumbo. Spicy, but not too spicy.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, man, that's fine. Guaranteed.
Elmer, you're from around here. Is there anything we should pack with us for an overnight in the bayou?
Yes.
What kind of travel gears do we need?
Well, first you need a boat. Either you have... fine, we'll take my boat again. Next, you need shelter, obviously, so bring some tarps or something, I don't know.
Oh, do they sell tarps here?
How am I supposed to know?
Matter of fact, they do.
I mean, I know they used them to cover up the statue people in the barge, but I didn't know if they actually sold any.
If not, we'll just steal it off the statues. It's fine. No, other than that, we just need some food and rations.
Well, I think we got the food covered. Yeah. Thank you, Miss Hattie.
Oh, you boys are always welcome.
Elmer, one more question about our travels. I'm asking as we're walking out. I need to know if there's any potions that you've made that have, like, insect repellent. Last time on my way here, I got bit by bugs a lot, and it was very uncomfortable.
Yes, I have something exactly for that. I'll mix it up out of the mayonnaise later. Bugs hate mayonnaise.
Oh, it works on lice.
I don't know much about bugs, but I know they hate mayonnaise.
Well, you're the professional.
I am.
Just rubbing your hair.
This gets weirder and weirder.
No, it's not weird. It has to be when you're asleep.
It's
only weird if you rub it in somebody else's hair.
Yeah, that is weird. But only if they're awake.
Right. Yeah.
They're asleep.
With permission.
Yeah.
If they're asleep, it's fine. It's not weird because they don't even know.
Yeah.
You got sleep mayonnaised.
It's like a college prank.
Is that what we call that now?
It's probably what they do in college. Miss Hattie's clinking around and packing up some food for you guys. You know, a couple of nice little loaves of bread that were probably baked yesterday, but it's still pretty good. And some bowls of gumbo. It's Tupperware, you know. She even burps them.
Careful, they spit.
The mayonnaise did the same thing.
And wraps you up some shrimp po' boys to go. Says, "Well, you boys be careful out there, and I'll make sure to feed you again when you get back."
All right.
I like this arrangement. I live here now. Yeah.
Well, the architecture's not real great, but man, they can eat.
Yes, they can.
It's nicer in my place. That's just a tarp.
On a boat.
I tried to treat it with water repellent and didn't work.
That's why he thinks tarps are essential, because he lives in one.
Don't judge me.
It's a goblin thing.
All right, so you guys ready to head out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you're flowing through the swamp. Heading generally in the direction that Owen indicated. Why don't you guys roll me some travel checks? Let's see if anything unexpected happens.
Six.
Ten.
14.
14. That's nothing too exciting. That first day is pretty uneventful. The mayonnaise isn't working against mosquitoes.
Yes, it is. It would be worse.
There you go.
If I had to put the mayonnaise there.
The mayonnaise is blunting the attack.
You're
of mosquitoes.
Getting the least of it. The mayonnaise is working great for me. They're not biting me.
Turns out they actually love mayonnaise. And you can put it down. Yeah, the first day passes pretty uneventfully. You don't see any other people. You see some wildlife and stuff bit by mosquitoes and whatnot. But it's pretty easy day. Pretty close to sunset. You guys start looking for somewhere to camp. You find a decent island, pretty dry in the middle of it. Not too muddy. Do you want to build camp or sleep in a boat? Or
probably build camp.
We'll build a camp.
Yeah.
Before we do, though, we got to build another camp across the way.
Put full fake people.
Yes.
Fake people.
Turns out, that's how you do it.
Worked out last time.
Yeah.
Straw man argument.
All right. Well, I'll start gathering some tall grass and some lashings and stuff.
Built more dummies around a big camp.
We built the dummies camp first, and then our own camp.
Yeah.
Priorities.
Sounds good.
Gotta get the decoys in place, you know.
We had to stop 2 hours earlier than what we normally yeah. would have just to build a second camp.
It's actually gonna take 3 days.
We just keep building camps.
Two more travel checks.
Yeah. You can build your dummies. There's a lot of dead wood around and whatnot. On this island, there's some pretty dry stuff, like standing dead timber, so you just tip that over for dry stuff. You guys build fire?
Yeah, I'd say a small
this
fire.
Eat
yeah.
Warm up the bread and
gumbo and whatnot. And, as you said, watch or...
I mean, I don't have to sleep a whole ton, so I can...
He'd be great for watch.
I can watch for most of the night and then wake them up so I can get my couple hours.
Well, I'm old, so I'll be up by 4 a.m.
Yeah. And Pilsner's going to pig out on everything from Miss Hattie and just go into a food coma and crash.
Pilsner's just out. You guys watch. I don't care.
I'll be up at 4 a.m. bitching about them not being up by 6 a.m.
Why aren't you guys up?
I'm awake the whole time.
All right.
I read 3 books.
Nico, if you're on watch, everyone else, you fellas are sleeping away peacefully, you know, swatting mosquitoes in your sleep because you forgot to get those tarps. But
got the mayonnaise.
Ren's keeping watch, and I'm going to need a perception check.
20! Not nat 20, but flaccid 20.
Nice.
Okay.
That's a limp-ass 20.
out of the corner of your eye, out in the water, you see a light, and you turn to look at it, and just as you turn your head to try to figure out what it is, it's a ways away under the water, so it's hard to see. Another one lights up right at the edge of the island. It's a little squid. I say little, but it's pretty big for squid. It's about 2 feet long. And just the edges of it, you know, squids have that, like, fin thing mm-hmm. around it. The edges of that just glow pretty bright. And it just swims slowly by in the water.
Like a humble.
Yeah. You see a few more of them swimming around through the bio. It's pretty peaceful and pretty. And one of them comes right up to the surface and lights up, and it's like, oh, that thing's sparkly. But as you're watching it, it slowly starts to inflate and just sort of floats along the surface and then rises slowly into the air. And just sort of floats along like a little squid, but it's flying. Still lighting up. And actually, make me a nature check.
Are they supposed to do that?
17.
17.
Fires.
These are something called torch squids. Hmm. And they're fairly rare. They're also fairly harmless. They're kind of like fireflies. They attract mates with their blinks at certain times of the year. It seems this is the time of year. Just floating around, blinking. They are gradually coming closer and closer to the island. They've all been sort of in sort of distant, but they're getting closer and closer as you're watching here. You just watch them floating around.
Yeah, I wouldn't wake up the other two if I know that they're typically fairly harmless. I wouldn't.
So how are you guys sleeping anyway? How's your camp set up?
Now that you've asked, I'm sleeping in a bunker.
Well, we were setting up camp one and fake camp two. He dug a hole.
Is there a fire in fake camp two as well?
Oh yeah, yeah. We put a fire in both.
Fire in both camps.
Yeah. All right, then someone roll me a die and tell me high or low.
Low.
As Ren's watching, these squids just float around. Like I said, it's really peaceful and pretty. They're completely silent as they just glide through the air slowly, and they just kind of push themselves along with little puffs, just like they would with water. But anyway, you see one, and it floats right over by the fire in the fake camp and just puffs itself right into the fire like a moth into a candle. But when it hits that fire, it explodes. You guys get woken up too.
Oh,
boom! It's not like a huge,
but I don't want to go to school.
Explosion, but there's a big fire.
Oh man!
So you guys wake up and there are dozens of these things flying around, float around. You don't know what just happened, but you just saw this thing.
Yeah, I would teleport, just blink over to the fire and start throwing dirt and rocks and kicking the fire with my feet and doing whatever I can to put the fire out.
The one at the real camp.
Ours at the real camp. I'm like, no.
Okay. as you teleport and dart over there and you start shouting, no. Make a perception roll again, and you guys can make one too.
16.
7.
You don't notice. You're a little groggy still.
10.
So you notice too. These things are easily startled by your sudden movement. When you teleport over there and pop up, they just dart away from you, and then the noise seems to agitate them further. So they're pretty easy. You put the fire out and manage to just shoo them away, and they float around. Just the whole, I don't know, school of them gradually goes off into the distance, and what you can tell back into the water.
Well, I'll fill them in. So I had to Google first, what is a group of squids called? A shoal.
A shoal squids.
There was a shoal of torch squids that came, and then they hit the fire and they became extra torchy and exploded. I should probably go put out the fire over at camp two as well, because that would have been bad. Also, now that you guys are awake, I've been thinking, and I'm gonna walk over and start putting the...
I'm just gonna control flames. It goes away.
You gotta stomp out a couple of the dummies too. It was a pretty big fireball.
Damn. All right, so
we're gonna have to rebuild. Or
I've been thinking about these dummies. If we continue to build a little fake campsite with straw dummies all over, do you think people will start to think of legends and mysteries around this swamp?
Well, that'd be cool.
Like, I've lived in this swamp a long time. Thinking's not what we do.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess it's not a problem then. We'll keep doing it.
It worked one time. It's with us forever.
It worked a second time. We didn't explode this time.
That's true.
It's true.
It worked two times. It's two for 50%
50% chance of you guys getting blown up.
Two for two.
Well, that was it. Now that you guys are awake, do you want to, like, play a guessing game or something? I spy with my elven eye something glowing in the dark that's shaped like a squid running away from us.
By this time, it's pretty close to morning, so you guys are fully rested and everything. You can probably start packing up your camp and head on back on the water, on the bayou.
Stream again?
You know, what you were saying about leaving the starting legends and stuff, we keep leaving camps like that. It could be like a little Blair Witch type thing where they just see these camps out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Weird straw dummies. Random islands sitting around a camp, a cold campfire. What the hell?
Just wait till we can make sentient pigs.
What's happening? So yeah, you guys pack up camp, get to pushing the boat along again. Make me perception checks as you're floating along. And also survival checks.
Oh, that's only a 12.
7 perception.
Jeez, you like those
7? 11 perception.
12 perception.
18 survival.
18 survival.
12. 12 survival. I was pleasantly surprised.
So, yeah, Pilsner is able to keep you on course easily. He's pretty well traveled. He knows how to navigate. He's looked at the stars before. Or
I live here. I have no idea what's going on.
He wasn't the there town, before. That's a whole day away.
Yeah, but you're like kind of short, so you don't see all the stuff.
Yeah, he's got a better angle. I mean, he's kind of short too, because dwarf, but he's a little bit taller. half dwarf, half halfling. Oh yeah. Maybe you're not.
No. Just half dwarf, half human.
Oh, that's right.
She's a human. Samantha's a human.
We're not doing this again.
Yeah. There's like a whole episode dedicated to Samantha.
Yep.
Oh my god.
But Ren spots as you're traveling along in a stand of cattails. It's kind of hard to see, but there's a boat sort of stuck in the cattails there.
There's another boat that's over there in this direction, and I'll point.
Oh, well.
Can you see it?
Can you see it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it look familiar?
It does not. It's probably about 50, 60 feet away, so you can't make out many details, but it doesn't look familiar.
Yeah, steer over that way.
Head over there. Now,
you guys do need a boat.
This one has too much mayonnaise.
So,
have you been bitten by any bugs? You're welcome.
What?
They're all biting him.
Still, like, slap one.
torture mosquito.
That's the worst because it's the sound of slapping mayonnaise on the
screen. Yeah. Wow. Just a wet.
Gross. As you get over there, like I said, it's in a stand of cattails, which are sort of growing out of really shallow, muddy water there. And the beat seems to be kind of caught up on the bottom. The boat seems to be kind of caught up on the bottom. The beat already dropped. It's not in great shape. It seems to have been there a couple of weeks. Like there's some rainwater in it with some algae growing and like, you know, those little green flakes of pond confetti or whatever. Duckweed, that's what it's called. That stuff floating around in the water in the bottom of the boat, but it's and all of it's just kind of grimy looking and mildewed, but there is a tarp wrapped bundle in the back of the cart.
Mm-hmm.
Boat. Boy, I'm having trouble with the word boat tonight.
Which is really weird for a swamp campaign.
I know.
It would be understandable if you were having trouble saying the word boat, but you're not. I'm saying just other stuff.
Yeah.
Just saying other words.
And then you guys were sailing along the sea on a
Volkswagen.
You know.
You get back to the dog. And
so we got a tarp-wrapped bundle in this grimy...
Yeah, good-sized bundle. It looks like probably... Someone wrapped whatever equipment they had with them in a tarp to try to keep it dry.
Look around. Does it seem to be any trails or anything leading away from the boat, like maybe recently? Or is it like it's just been here a while?
It looks like it's been here a while. Make a, I don't know, probably a nature check or just a general intelligence check.
5.
Okay. It's hard to say how long it's been here. You guys can make one too. If you want to
I was thinking about just teleporting over into the boat and then opening up the bundle, but I figured
it's a mimic.
Out.
Yeah.
No. Oh no. Oh no.
I'll wait until they resolve their roles.
It's done.
For when you can tell, it's probably been there a couple of weeks. You can't say any. At least a couple of weeks. You can't say any more accurately than that.
Sorry.
What the fuck is
that? What was it?
The digital dice I use. If I roll a 1 or a 20, it has an animation.
Yeah.
I thought glass fell down the stairs.
I have mine muted because it does the same thing.
I thought it was something else.
I rolled a 1 and it did a mimic from the treasure chest.
I thought you threw a spoon or something.
I rolled a 20, it opens up and it's a treasure chest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from what you can tell, it's been there at least a couple of weeks. Ren, you bamf on over to it.
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
Excuse me. It's all that mayonnaise.
You get over there. The tarp is it's pretty nice, kind of oilskin tarp. You know, it's pretty nice. You open it up, and it appears to be a backpack. It's just the basic explorer's pack out of the player's handbook. But there's a little map case strapped to the side of it. And you want to look at that?
Yeah, is there anything that might signify? I'm looking specifically for anything that might be marked that it's John Smith's stuff, like a J or S or embroidery or his name on the map. If as I open that up,
you don't see anything that would indicate who the owner is, but make me an investigation check.
That's only an 8.
Only an 8. You don't find any clues about who might own this, but the map case is. Did you say you looked in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's got 2 sheets of paper in it. One of them is a pretty nicely drawn map of, looks like, a part of the swamp. And there's a big X drawn on that map. Just, it looks like it's in the water. Like it's not on a marked island or anything like that. The second paper is, it's just sort of a scrap of paper, real low quality stuff. And written on it in charcoal, it says, nearest island north of the swamp olives. And then there's a heart shape drawn on it. Yeah, so swamp olives are, you guys would all know this. They're just the type of tree that grows in the swamp. They grow in really tight little groves. They have very thick canopies, so it's real dark underneath them. The swamp olives are a fruit about the size of an apple with a pit, but they're real black. They're almost like a peach, but they taste like an olive, and they're black.
Hmm. I found a treasure map, maybe? I don't know. And some explorer pack and a tarp for us to actually sleep on tonight.
New tarp. Sweet.
We do need that. We burned one in the last dummy game.
Yeah, we're down one.
You guys take a look at that, too?
Yeah, I'll teleport back over with the items.
Why don't we unroll that and everyone's looking at it? Everyone make survival checks for that, too.
15.
But Pilsner is still the navigator.
Yep.
Yeah, you look at it and you actually recognize this is the region that you're in of the swamp, this map is.
Sweet.
That big X that's drawn on it is probably only a couple hours out of your way from where you're trying to head.
Bros, I think I can make it. Make it to this spot right here. I think I pretty much know where I'm at.
All right.
I have no idea.
All right, let's go check it out. That's 2-1.
Are we taking the second boat?
Is it seaworthy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's still seaworthy.
Yeah.
Might want to bail the rainwater out. But it's not too bad.
Like, tip it out and then tip it back over.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
sweet.
That's muddy work, but it's pretty quick.
Cool. I got 2 boats.
Side quest.
Excuse me.
It's a fleet.
I think this qualifies us as a navy.
I think it does. Who's the admiral?
Admiral Pilsner.
Admiral Pilsner. Well, we need to get you a hat.
Hell yeah, bro.
Woo-wee. Sacrilege, eh? These gumbo yaya down here in the bayou, c'est très magnifique. We're going to take a quick break to grab us some pralines and maybe dress us up a mufalada. Whew, and a lot of it is. Woo! Y'all hold on tight. We're going to be right back after this.
You see, looking up from the ground, blood red clouds boiling across the sky.
You did ask me to bring the thunder.
Dejin! Dejin! Help! I've got the chalice, please!
Well, if they're following you, then I guess that takes care of a loose end for me.
All of you feel the earth beneath you shake and crack and break.
I feel that I have failed both of you, and I am sorry for that.
This has nothing to do with you being a bad leader.
Do you want a countdown? Oh, I think I want a countdown.
I wanted to help. I always had good intention. I did not deserve to die.
Now.
The Lucky Die Podcast is a weekly 5e Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast. Join our adventure every Monday wherever you download podcasts by searching for The Lucky Die.
See, Cher? I told you we'd be right back. Time to get back to the amusement. Laissez les bons temps rouler. Let them good times roll.
Takes you a couple hours to get to the Swamp Olive Grove, but you can spot it from a distance. It's very, it's a very dense stand of trees. The grove itself, as you approach it, it's pretty impenetrable by boat. You'd have to climb in to the grove. Although the note said the nearest island north of the Swamp Olives, which you're approaching from the south, so you'd have to go around the grove. No, you can go around it. It's not too bad to get around it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll skirt around it and keep a watchful eye on it. Just call it an intuition.
As you skirt the grove, eventually an island does come into view directly north of the grove. And this island is a little bigger than some of the other ones. Like it's not a huge thing, but it's got some oak trees on it instead of the typical, it's mostly like cypress and these swamp olives and a lot of cedars on some of the islands and stuff like that. It's got some actual oak trees on this island. Yeah, you can pull your boats. Yeah, it's got two boats right up on it.
Well, we'll dock the fleet and at Oak Island in search of treasure.
I was just thinking about oaks and swamp trees. It's not like that.
So, know that we know where the island is. Is the X like in the water off the shore from the island, or is it actually on the island somewhere?
The island is not on the map.
Hmm.
But it's right here where that X is.
Oh, The island is the X. Okay. Well, we'll start. Pilsner start combing the beaches and see if there's anything. If you can see.
Make me investigation rolls.
Yeah, I gotta help. Oh my god, I'm fucking blind.
Same.
That's a 3.
Got a 9.
I got mud in my eye or something.
That's a 0.
Wait, what?
1 minus 1, I think.
We're lucky we found water falling out of the boat.
I don't know that I've ever rolled a 0 before.
It's a new one on me. All right, yeah, you guys...
Like a special reward for that.
Don't find anything on the beaches. You're kind of...
I tried 3 times to get to the beach and just kept getting back to the boat. What the hell?
Walk all the way around the island, kicking over logs a couple of times, but you don't find anything.
Same log.
It's the same
Right. Following our own footprints.
Someone's been here.
How long do you guys want to spend?
All day.
All day?
Yeah, no, so I'm going to go over and try digging.
Forever.
In the center of the island. Just to dig in the center of the island. Just start.
All right, so you're going to go into the middle of the island.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give me another round of investigation. So you get searched just for about 5 hours, though.
Oh, that's a 20.
A 20. Actually, near the center of the island. You go and you dig a couple of feet down, you don't find anything. You turn and kick a stump out of your frustration, then you realize the stump is hollow. And it's a very large stump. I mean, it's probably, I don't know, 5 or 6 feet across. And probably about 5 or 6 feet high, too. But it's hollow.
Okay.
You kick it. Your foot goes right through the edge of it. And hits a box inside it.
I found another box.
Oh, cool. Where are you?
He found some.
Who said that?
Hey, Elmer, we're over here.
Just walk around the corner, eyes covered. Where are you at?
Hey, you can see a lot better if you, like, be taller.
I feel like mayonnaise in his eyes.
Just start hopping. It's not working.
Grass too tall.
Yeah, it's a big hollow stump. It's as tall as you are. And, you know, hopping and sort of pulling yourself up on the edge of it, you can see there's a little crate, a little wooden box inside.
Okay.
At the bottom.
All right, well, I'm going to go down there. And is it big enough to, like, lift it out? Or is it too big?
It's too big for you to reach it from the top.
Oh.
It's about 6 feet tall, and it's hollow all the way to the ground. This box is on the ground. So you could probably climb into it and maybe...
Yeah.
Yeah, push it out and hand it someone. Yeah.
Well, I'll climb into it as they're approaching. I'm like, I'm going in, guys. And I'll, you know, climb over and very gracelessly, like, hold on to the ridge until my legs are dangling and then drop the, like...
Do I see him through the hole and kick in the side?
Yeah, you see his foot drop and then you see his butt drop as he falls on his butt. And he drops in. Stands up, brushes himself off, and yeah, we just lift it over and toss it out.
Yep.
It's pretty heavy. I mean, not too heavy for you to do that, but heavier than you expected it to be. And as you toss it out, there's a nice little clink sound as it hits the mud outside.
I think it's treasure.
Cool.
Or it's a trick. I don't know. We'll find out. Okay.
We gotta get him out of the tree now.
I just teleport back out. After all that work getting in.
I was just gonna say, I also just have a
teleport out and catch it before it hits the ground.
Yeah. I also just still have the spell where I just make the earth bring it to us, but it's fine.
Can you play catch with yourself?
I do every night while they're asleep.
Teleports back and forth, tosses himself a ball. Self entertained.
Everybody's sleeping. I'm playing with myself.
You guys are just counting bamps.
Why does it always smell like sulfur when I'm asleep? Right.
So it's just a smallish wooden crate. It is nailed shut. You can tell which side's the top, but it's sealed up.
Pilsner, there may be an admiral hat in here.
Sweet.
Should we open it up and see?
Oh, hell yeah.
Who's opening it?
I will.
Yeah. So you use, I don't know, a dagger or something to pry the lid.
Battle axe.
Oh, yeah, you have a battle axe. Are you just going to chop it?
Great axe. I'll like choke up on the handle and just kind of
go for the lock.
Yeah.
Give me another high-low roll.
We'll see if this orphan survives.
Low.
Okay. Low is good. You missed the trap inside.
Yay!
Oh.
You chop this box to pieces and immediately see as the top of it flips over. Like, had you pried that off, you would have set off something there. Appears to be some sort of little gas trap attached to it.
Whoa. Careful with that. That looks kind of bogus.
Yes. Underneath the part with the trap, there was sort of a false bottom in the box, and that just lifts right out, and there is... Yeah, there's gold in there. Just 1,000 gold pieces.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah. Righteous.
Excellent. Yes.
It really was a treasure map.
Ta-da!
It
really was a treasure map.
Awesome. Let's throw it in the boat.
Yeah?
Yeah. What do you do with the trap?
I am not proficient with traps, so I'm not going to do anything.
I am pretty good at sleight of hand. I don't think that helps here. I don't think I have... No, I'm also not that. That seems like...
What if a kid finds it?
Whatever that gas is, seems like it was made by somebody who knows more about how to make stuff than I do. I'm not going to mess with it.
I'm just going to chuck it back in the trunk. And that way, if somebody else finds this treasure map...
Does anybody have mend? We could put the box back with the trap. Just unchop it.
Yes, I do. I could do that. Just have a box of beads.
We'll just
open it. I dare you. No, it's not bothering.
And then we'll surround the tree with straw dummies.
underneath the trap door in it is mayonnaise.
So you replace the gold with mayonnaise, and then mend the box back together.
Yes. Yeah.
And then surround it with straw dummies.
Yeah.
Put it back in the stub and surround it with straw dummies.
Yes.
We could be saving a city right now, but instead.
Yeah, yeah.
We're doing this.
Listen, so, this might.
We're not sidetracked at all.
Not even a little. So it's going to take you a few hours to get all this done, I think.
It's going to take less time than it took to find it, so.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. But you've still spent most of the day. Like, it's getting on to evening, and you're still at least half a day away from.
It's evening. We're already at an island.
We already set up a straw camp, secondary camp ready.
That's true.
So, we've rather just added a day onto the journey. We'll just say that we had to fight a hydra on the way.
You have added a day onto the journey. Which actually, yeah,
we made 1,000 gold for it though. So obviously,
yeah.
You guys are gonna make camp on this here island,
yeah,
right by the swamp house. Make me another travel check since we're adding a day to the journey.
All right,
another random encounter check here.
9.
Okay.
7.
18.
Dun dun dun.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Jesse, these can be good, bad, or neutral. They don't have to be bad.
It's always bad.
It's always you guys.
It's only bad it's always if bad. It's bad for me.
Kill it with fire. Kill it with fire.
I'll just have to make sure whatever bad happens to someone else. The inevitable bad thing that you were telling me about.
If it's a bad person, we'll just tell them, you can have all of our treasure. We put it in that tree stump over there. Go get it.
We'll hope that they're really susceptible to gas or else allergic to mayonnaise.
Man, Tony's texting his new party because we're about to die. Can you three come? Because these three at the assholes have finally kicked the bucket.
I'm going to mark which one I roll. All right. So same day, same deal with the watch.
Yeah. Yep. For my little bit of time that I sleep, I do sleep with the tarp wrapped around me.
I go to bed at 8 p.m. and I wake up at 4 a.m. like a civilized person.
You still got a little bit of the leftovers from Miss Hattie, too.
Yeah.
Although you might be hungry on the way back.
Pilsner smashing on some po' boys. And then going comatose in a food coma.
We can never be hungry. We have enough mayonnaise, calorically speaking, to last out here infinitely.
That's true. Survival food.
That's true.
Just what are you talking about? It's got all sorts of stuff in there, like eggs and oil and shit. You'll be fine.
Yeah, it's protein and fat and calories. And it's pretty much all you need is just mayonnaise. I think you can survive on mayonnaise for a pretty long time. Just mayonnaise.
I'm just saying, what sauce would you rather have? You trying to have ketchup out here?
Like dipping it out of the jar like fucking Pooh Bear with honey.
I'm going fishing.
So,
what are you going to use for bait? Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. You could find some worms or something. Put mayonnaise on them.
Put a crawdad dip in it.
Can that thing make melted butter? We'll say it can.
Oh, all right.
So the night's uneventful. The next day is when that travel check kicks in. Yeah, nothing happens overnight. Ren spots a couple more of those torch squids floating around, but they're off in the distance. They don't seem attracted. You kept your fire smaller tonight.
And I know that they're afraid of sound, so I'll shoo them away if they get too close.
Just clap at them a couple of times. They'll fall. I'm
playing catch with myself.
Bam.
Nice throw.
Yeah, pretty uneventful night. But you head out in the morning, pack up your camp again, and finish off the leftovers for breakfast.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, you get back on the water. And Pilsner, you're still confident you're navigating. But as you're going through a sort of deeper part of the swamp, you actually got to use the oars instead of the poles because they don't quite touch the bottom. Make perception checks.
15.
5.
22.
How are you guys riding anyway with two boats? Who's where?
Well, I'm like the weakest of us. So I'll probably be riding. We'll probably put the gold and the mayonnaise in Elmer's boat, and then I'll ride with Pilsner in the backup boat.
The gold and the mayonnaise.
Equally valuable.
It's important to know where that mayonnaise is stored.
It's going to be how we survive on the way home. It's a good thing we were storing it up ahead of time. Yeah. Otherwise, we'd be on ration mayonnaise, which is worse.
Ew! All right, so...
you're horrible.
Pilsner and Elmer both notice sort of a spiny tail swishing through the water before it goes under into the murk, coming towards the boat. And then there's a thump on... whose boat's in front? Side by side. So Elmer, you feel a thump on the bottom of your boat.
Big thump, little thump.
Big thump.
Big thump.
Rocks the boat a bit. Don't and then...
Alligator thump or dinosaur thump?
Like a giant crocodile thump.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
Based on the tail that you saw.
Chomp.
Hey, guys, there's a thing over here. I don't like it.
Oh, that's a biggin'. That's what she said.
Yeah, there's a big thump. It almost lifts your boat out of the water a little bit, the front of it. Splashes back down, and roll initiative as this crocodile surfaces.
16.
Oh my god, I'm on fire. 22.
Nice.
That's a nat 20.
19.
Hell yeah.
So... the order is Nico, Jesse, Mike, and then the crocodile.
Chompy Jr.
Chompy Jr. Chompy 2.0.
We're all dead.
Mm-hmm.
This is where he gets revenge for that stupid Chompy.
For those of you listening at home, Mike and I used to play D&D before we did the podcast thing, and boy, I was DMing, and he sure did tame that giant croc. Name it Chompy.
Yep, it sure
as
did.
His paladin mount.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
Rode that fucker into combat all over the place.
It's so ridiculous.
The strongest one in the party.
All right, so Nico, Ren is first. The crocodile is probably about 10 feet from your boat as it surfaced, and it's eyeballing you, and it's turned around to come back towards you.
I was trying to read how Hex works, and it says it's a bonus action whenever I hit the target with an attack. Does that include a spell?
If it's an attack spell. If it's a save spell, it wouldn't trigger.
I don't have any non-save spells. They're all save spells. And I only have melee weapons.
Do you have Eldritch Blast?
No.
Oh.
What kind of warlock do you think I am? I draw my dagger, but he's not within melee range, right? So I will cast Nightcrawlers! And this time, those pesky mosquitoes that have been bothering me for the last two nights all swarm down and start stinging. But they're really large mosquitoes, like out of my nightmares.
They're fat off of them.
Yeah. They're mayonnaise
engorged.
Got a 13 on the save.
A 13 saves. So that's it. That's all I can do.
I am going to use some sorcery points to both twin and extend Dragon's Breath. And I'm going to cast it on both myself and Nico.
Okie dokie.
As probably not lightning. we can just make it cold damage.
Cold damage.
And then as an action, I will breathe fire at the crack. Or breathe cold.
What is it?
Dexterity saving throw.
Save. Oh.
13.
16.
Okay, so it takes half damage.
Okay.
Which is 6.
Alrighty. It's to Pilsner now.
Now you said it's not within melee range?
It is not. It's probably about 10 feet from
the surface. Still at surface, though?
Still at surface.
Alright. I'm reaching my belt pouch and pull out a handful of darts.
Thanks, Dad.
Make your attack roll.
Ooh, nice. That's a 23 to hit.
That'll do it.
4 points piercing.
Now it's the crocodile's turn. And Elmer, it approaches your boat. And just before it approaches, it dives underwater. And there is a tremendous thump as it hits your boat. Oh. It lifts it up out of the water, nearly tips the boat, but not quite.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
But
leave my ass back onto the other boat.
And then it resurfaces on the other side of the boat. Back to Ren.
Ren is going to... do the same thing. So, Nightcrawler Water Edition! And a whole group of water striders comes up and starts attacking the crocodile. And 13 constitution save.
He failed that.
Yay! See, I needed the water edition for it to work correctly this time.
I got him.
Unfortunately, they're only water striders, so it only did 2 points of damage.
Well, better than nothing. You do a little bit of damage, and then it is Elmer's turn again.
I am going to Dragon's Breath him again.
Do it. He failed again.
Oh. 14 damage.
Nice.
Oh, that's pretty hefty.
Actually, I'm going to use my feature, Fury of the Small, to just do an extra 4 damage.
Nice.
I assume his size is larger than mine.
Yes. Yes, he is. Yeah, he's huge.
Guys, he's huge.
He's about 25 feet long.
Damn, it's a big-ass croc.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not small. But it is now to Pilsner.
Okay. Now, I just watched what he did to Elmer's boat, and I assume that he'll probably swing back around and maybe do that to ours. So I'm going to put the darts away and take out Mood. Yeah, draw Mood. And kind of watch him in the water and hold my action until he gets near enough.
All right. It is his turn, and he does indeed come and try to...
Right, flip your boat. Papa, baby.
Make your attack roll.
17.
17's a hit.
5 damage.
I almost added 5 to his hit points. That's
wasn't that bad.
There we go. Perfect.
You roll minimum. I'm adding.
I'm just getting the hang of trying to hit a giant crocodile from inside a boat in water.
So the strength check to flip your boat. Sure was a 20.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Is that an opposing strength? Or?
Nope.
I'm glad I didn't come to the other boat.
So both of you guys are dumped right out the boat.
And just didn't dump the golden mayonnaise.
It is capsized. Yeah, he still got the golden mayonnaise in the other boat. Your boat is probably only about 10 feet from Elmer's boat.
I'm sure I'm going to miss those guys.
But it's now.
I'm going to miss him.
that strength check is actually good around, so you're lucky there. And then he swims on a little bit. So he's about 10 feet away from you, but we're back to Ren's turn.
As he's swimming away, can I take a swing at him with the dagger?
Absolutely.
All right. Cool. That's a 22 to hit.
That'll do it.
So that is going to be... 3 points of damage, the minimum, but I am going to slap on a hex. And as I slam on the hex, I pull my head above water just briefly to shout out, Enchantress! And then hex it. And I place a curse on the creature that I can see within range until the spell ends. I deal an extra 1d6 necrotic damage to the target whenever I hit it with an attack. Also, choose one ability that when you cast the spell, the target has disadvantage on ability checks made by the chosen ability. So, I'm going to choose Dexterity, seeing that I have Flame Breath.
Okie dokie.
But like Ice icy breath. Flames. Yeah, I was going to say, it's like a gum commercial.
Orbit.
So, Sean and I were watching something on TV the other day, and this commercial came on, and it was like people jumping all over and like climbing ropes and doing all these acrobatic artsy things, and we're like, is this a gum commercial? Is it for cars? Like, what is it? It turns out it was Cirque du Soleil. Like, actually just
the actual circus. Oh, okay.
All right. Makes me feel
yeah, that makes sense.
Get on with it!
Okay, yeah, you have given him disadvantage on dexterity checks. Is it checks and saves, or is it just checks?
Yeah, disability on checks.
Checks, not saves.
Not saves, yeah.
Do you still want to choose dexterity, then?
Yeah, I'm going to go strength, then. That way he can't flip over the other boat.
Okay. It is Elmer's turn now, speaking of the other boat. I forgot where I was at, my four-line initiative order.
A lot going on.
Yeah, I'm blaming cold medicine.
It's good stuff.
I've been abusing it, so.
So I'm going to go over and breathe ice at him, whichever end of the boat I need to be on.
Yeah.
And I assume they're going to be on kind of the same end. Is it, could I use like the rest of my movement, or what would it be to throw a rope out? Could I do that as a bonus action? Or?
Yeah, you can throw a rope as a bonus action.
So I can just toss the rope.
I got
off.
The nope rope.
you tossed in the end of the rope. Actually, you tossed in the whole coil.
Oh, come on!
The whole coil over. You tossed in the end of the rope, and the crocodile needs to save.
Yep.
Well, he saved that time.
Okay. So it's going to be half damage, which will be...
Maybe these are going to kill him.
5 damage.
All right. He's cold. And Pilsner, it's your turn. Now, this crocodile is looking mighty beat up at this point.
Okay. Well, since I'm not the most apt at fighting in aquatics, I'm going to grab the nope rope, sling it over to the other boat so that it will latch onto something and pull myself and him if I can grab him.
And you don't really wear armor here, Barbara.
No.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
You could just be there, can't you?
You don't.
Yeah, you can just teleport.
Yeah. So. I just can't teleport in combat and use a bonus action in combat.
Yeah.
So I wanted to hex him before I got out of the water.
He's not going to help him so much as kidnap him.
Stop dragging.
Grab him by the scruff of his little
I'm just going to helpfully put a bag over his head, hit him in the ribs a couple times, and drag him back.
Drop him in some mayonnaise.
Make me you grab Ren.
Yeah.
And you just start hauling the 2-8 of the boat.
Yep, using the nope rope. Rope of climbing.
Rope of climbing. Which conveniently has knots for you to grip. It's
yes.
Great, but only if you tell it to have knots.
Yeah.
And then, you just kind of toss Ren up into the boat.
Swingers.
Pilsner's a meaty guy.
Yeah, still on 16 strength. And I imagine he doesn't weigh a whole lot.
You push him up and
as a Eladrin.
Are able to pull yourself in pretty quick there, too, before the croc's turn, which is now. And it appears to have had enough. It sees you get back in the boat, and it just swims off, still mostly near the surface, like it keeps breaking the surface as you watch it go off until you lose sight of it.
Had enough, did you?
Now how are we going to get the alarm clock out of his stomach?
Just hear it drifting off into the bayou.
You know that crack that got your hand? I got his eye.
This concludes this episode of A Fool's Quest. Join us next time for more fun and daring adventure. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to like, subscribe, review, and comment on your favorite platform to listen to A Fool's Quest.